This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Now just a week away, President Trump says he is still optimistic about his upcoming second summit with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
I really believe that North Korea can be a tremendous economic power when this is solved. Their location between Russia, China, and South Korea is unbelievable.
The president saying at the White House yesterday he will seek the ultimate denuclearization of North Korea when he sits down with the leader in Vietnam. Houston's police chief says officers there will stop serving no-knock search warrants after a married couple were killed in a botched police raid. Police Chief Art Acevedo says no-knock warrants will no longer be used to try to nab people suspected of using small amounts of drugs. Another big winter storm is slamming every state east of the Mississippi today. Classes canceled, travel restricted. As the storm moves east, more than 1,000 air flights canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bernie Sanders says he's running for president again. But will something that happened in 2016 come back to haunt him? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
After months of deliberation, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced he's running for president in 2020. Sanders joined CBS this morning and was asked about the fact that there was sexual harassment inside his 2016 presidential campaign.
I learned that was true. And it breaks my heart. And, you know, our campaign kind of exploded. We went from a few people to a lot of people. And I will be very honest in telling you that, in retrospect, some of the people that were hired should not have been hired. And some women went through experiences that they should not have. But let me also say this. In my 2018 campaign for re-election to the United States Senate from Vermont, and in this campaign for president, we are going to have the strongest protocols to protect women and anybody else against any form of harassment. We are going to be training every employee who works for us, and we're going to give people who feel that they've been harassed the opportunity to talk to people outside of the campaign. So this has been an issue that has upset me, and we're going to rectify it in this campaign.
A judge has given the green light to a lawsuit filed by a parks advocacy group. They aim to stop for good the delayed construction of former President Obama's $500 million presidential center in a Chicago park. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what it's all about, and that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in, because it requires all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track, be that change that you see in others, because it's pointing out the glaring error of, you know, our constitutional rights and, you know, how we've missed the mark here. The government up for, by we the people. If we're not engaged, then we relinquish our position of authority. And you've got the America that we have today. Luke Rosiak is joining us now, senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner and its data editor. Previously, he reported for the Washington Times and the Washington Post, was a member of the Sunlight Foundation reporting group. Luke, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this because your investigative reporting is has been something, you know, that is so critical to, you know, why journalism and why reporters are there. And I think we've been missing out, and the country has paid a big price because there has been this glaring lack of investigative reporting. So I cannot thank you enough for all the hard work. I mean, this was a two-year project, and some might say 2 years and a lifetime because of all your experience that you've invested in this new book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a surreal experience to be investigating this case over the last 2 years. And this is something that kind of came out of, if you think back over the last 2 years, how the Democrats so expertly manipulated the DOJ and the FBI to kind of do their bidding and to set the wheels in motion for what's now this Donald Trump and Russia investigation that, of course, the Democrats paid Fusion GPS to, you know, kind of feed that to the FBI. Simultaneously, you've got the Hillary Clinton email investigation kind of sabotaged from within. And so what I started looking at 2 years ago is a case that really very few people out there have ever heard about, but they're going to wish they had once they read. They're going to be, you know, shocked to hear about it once they read this book. There's the case of this Pakistani guy who hacked Congress at the exact same time that the DNC hack happened and that the whole Russia narrative was being built. And so what I follow is this shocking national security breach in Congress, and then also the cover-up. And at the end of it, you realize, my God, the Democrats are manipulating us routinely. They're finding out, they're controlling what we find out about them. They're sort of expertly manipulating the media and the DOJ. And it's really just, we're living almost in a post-truth world where the narrative is defined by them.
Well, they're fake news Jedis. Luke, I mean, it's amazing what they've been able to do and avoid, you know, you know, any kind of scrutiny on this deal. And now we've got, you know, like Don Quixote chasing windmills, we've got the Justice Department, you know, pursuing Donald Trump. And it's going, wait a minute, in order to get to Donald Trump, you guys have to obviously ignore criminal activity on the part of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Nancy Pelosi at all.
Yeah, totally. And, if, you know, if Trump did something bad with Russia, I wouldn't support that. But what is it? Sure. It's been 2 years, right, and no one can tell us what it is. So,
yeah, but meanwhile, you've got this other information that's glaring. It's right there in front of you, how they exposed our country's underbelly with this Pakistani national and his family, and they paid him money to do this. And then when they found out about it, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I mean, you can see her in the video how upset she was with the Capitol Police, and you know, that's my computer. I want that computer back.
Exactly. And I mean, this, when they caught this hacker, it was the summer of 2016, and they decided to leave him on the network until after the election. That's an insane thing to do. I mean, they knowingly allowed the country to continuously be hacked for 7 months so that they could make sure that they didn't have to deal with this story during the election. And during that, and so finally he's banned from the Congress network, but he's not arrested. And he sneaks in, as you just mentioned, he sneaks into the Capitol and takes Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop and leaves it in a phone booth at midnight. And then it turns out that he's stolen the identity of an intelligence specialist on Capitol Hill. And so he's got a secret second username on Capitol Hill after he's supposed to have been banned. It's truly like something out of a movie. It's like James Bond, and they were never going to tell us about any of this stuff.
Well, what a level of incompetence that is just incredible. Luke, as you started, you know, pulling the strings on this, as you say, this had to be surreal for you, because you're going, no, come on, this can't be happening in the United States. I mean, we've got smarter people than this.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people who heard about it, and if you were to Google this case, Imran Warren is the name of the Pakistani guy, Washington Post article would come up, and it says, oh, that's a conservative conspiracy theory. It's been debunked by the FBI. None of that is true. The book lays out how Democrats in Congress found out what happened, blew the whistle, and subsequently the leadership intervened and they were retaliated against and evidence disappeared, and the whole thing was a systematic cover-up that was orchestrated. And so in any earlier time, I think there would be some interest about this from reporters, and the documents are all there. A lot of the stuff that I was saying, it's verifiable. But in this day and age, I mean, it's so easy to say, oh, fake news, especially when the story is, as you say, this story is so wild. It really is like, it's one of the biggest stories. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword of my book, Obstruction of Justice, and he says that this is the biggest scandal in congressional history. And so if you haven't been following it, which really it was covered up, so no one did, but if you hear about it in passing, you might say, that can't be true. There's no way that happened or I would have heard about it. And that's kind of what this book, the first part of the book is what happened, and the second part is the cover-up. And you just think, you know, it's no wonder they were able to make us think, it can't be real. And but when I was writing this book, I just thought, if they weren't going to tell us about this, what else are they hiding?
Exactly. That's the whole point. And to me, this is symptomatic, and it's consistent with the way the Democratic apparatchik and the deep state operates, is it not?
Absolutely. And one of the most interesting parts of this to me was that Paul Ryan was in control of the House of Representatives when this happened. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats were in the minority. And yet, for all intents and purposes, the Democrats managed to be in charge. And, you know, my book details how they did that through a complicated series of Machiavellian lies and plots, but also sort of Republicans just being kind of these naive fools. So the Democrats are highly motivated because they're in their mind, they're in this war against the evil Nazis that they imagine jumping out at them or whatever. And so they're scheming, and they think the ends justify their means, justify the means. And the Republicans, there's a certain class of Republicans here in Washington that are, you know, they've got comfortable salaries. They don't want to risk their job. It's easier to avoid drama. And so a lot of people from both parties knew what was happening here, and they all kind of hoped that someone else would step up. And at the end of the day, there's an element of kind of human cowardice and failure where we were kind of let down by politicians who put political optics over, you know, the truth and the nation's security.
Wow. Does that hit the nail on the head, political cowardice? Are you surprised, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you heard nothing yet. We're going to get deeper into this Luke Rosiak's book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect Democrats. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, I got to admit it. Every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Luke Ruziak continues with us. His book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risked National Security to Protect the Democrats. You know, Luke, in reading your book, again, I was just reminded of the State of the Union when President Trump, you know, put out a clarion call for us to, you know, reach for greatness, you know, strive for greatness, you know, why not, you know, and, but if we're going to get there, we have got to be honest and deal with these things, that have been so perverted within our government for such a long period of time. And the deep state right now is kind of the summary of the ills of the inner workings of our political process, is it not?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, as Americans, we need to be able to rely on a certain foundation of society for honesty. We used to be able to come to agreement and say, all right, we've got our different opinions, but it tends to be if the Department of Justice or the FBI says something, we can all agree that that's true. If the media says something, it likely has a basis in fact. And for good reason, our faith in those institutions has been shaken. And is there any wonder we're so divided as a people now? I mean, they did this to us. The people like Fusion GPS who decided that it was fair game to manipulate criminal investigations for political gain. It did a real disservice to the country.
And this has all, you know, been something that has been, you know, rather progressive within, you know, the body politic and in reporting. I mean, I still maintain, Luke, between you and I, this is a whole nother deal, and we've addressed this many times, is that after all these years, we still can't figure out who killed President Kennedy. We don't know the whole story. And I know that might be shocking for some people, and you don't necessarily have to comment on that. But it's just that, you know, I think the president was going to release, the sealed up reports and study on this. And he did in part, but, it's like, to me, it was obvious that he stopped. You know, it's like, okay, my question is, why did he stop, authorizing the release of the remaining papers of the JFK assassination? So if we're in a cloud and shroud and shadow in one area, it's going to affect everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was really jarring to do this reporting and to see the evidence and to see the people on Capitol Hill who knew full well what happened. And you've got records and documents. And then for the FBI to say, oh, well, we looked into it. There's nothing there. And right. To know that that's false, that they're intentionally misleading the American people. It's truly disturbing.
Well, Luke, real quick, summarize, you know, what happened, you know, with Imran.
So there's this Pakistani guy, Imran Awan, who started working as a systems administrator, a computer guy on Capitol Hill 10 years ago. And his main person he was working for was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but he was also working for like 40 other members on a part-time basis. So he had access to all the emails and files of 20% of Congress. And so during the 2016 election, the Inspector General of Congress, who's in charge of, you know, policing things in behind the scenes on the Capitol, found that he was hacking Congress and impersonating congressmen and logging into their accounts in ways he shouldn't possibly have been doing and taking data off the House network. And so at that point, things kind of go off the rails, and this investigator is driven out of Congress. They leave him on the network, and they try to make sure that no one finds out about it. And evidence starts disappearing because this guy knows that the cops are closing in on him, but he's got time to just, like, make evidence disappear. So they say – they write this report that says the House Democratic Caucus server was hacked. So it sounds like the DNC is kind of like a similar sister group. It's House Democratic Caucus server within the U.S. Congress.
Right.
And so that server, when the cops go to follow up and to seize it as evidence, they say, my God, the server has disappeared. It's gone. And so the evidence starts disappearing. And this is during the election. You'd think someone would tell us if the House Democratic Caucus server, which is currently evidence in a felony hacking case, disappears. And they weren't going to tell us about any of that stuff. So it goes on and on where this guy has obvious connections to foreign governments. He's got this company called CIA, CIA LLC. mm-hmm. which is like a, just a cutout, like a front company,
right.
that he uses to take $100,000 from an Iranian government minister. And this is while he's working for members of the Intelligence Committee. And so the connections to really frightening behaviors just go on and on. And if you Google this guy's name, Imran Awan, there's a article in the Pakistani newspaper that was written about him in the English language 10 years ago that talks about how he has this extraordinary political power in Pakistan, travels the country with armed guards protecting him. He can snap his fingers and his enemies are tortured. Crazy, crazy stuff that there's no reason a lowly IT guy in Capitol Hill should have. And so there's all this stuff. There's a tremendous paper trail. There's equipment disappearing on Capitol Hill. And in one case, a tenth of a congresswoman's budget goes missing. And the computers are all disappearing, and that's all documented, too, in Congress. And so the Democratic whistleblowers start noticing that their computers are disappearing, and they blow the whistle, and the investigation eventually uncovers the hack. But they can feel it, and later on, I'm kind of like the only reporter raising the alarm, mm-hmm. and eventually the Democratic spinmeisters come in, and they start saying, oh, I bet Donald Trump was picking on this guy because he's Muslim. He's from Pakistan, so Trump probably wanted to get him because he's Pakistan. Right. It's like, dude, he's an IT guy. I mean, half the IT guys in the country are from Pakistan or India. No one cares.
Right.
This guy was, they had him. They had the evidence. Extraordinary wrongdoing on Capitol Hill. Whole thing is systematically covered up.
And, of course, after everything is said and done, they basically just slapped the guy's hand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And he was kind of threatening to implicate congressmen if they would bring him to trial. And there's mm-hmm. even a quote in the Washington Post where he says, yeah, you know, about those invoices where they were cooking the books so that computers could disappear. The congressman told me to do it. After all, the congressmen were the ones signing off on all this stuff. They're supposed to be overseeing it. So there was an element where the Democrats were deeply embarrassed about what happened. And I think most importantly, they wanted this narrative about Russia and hacking and the Democrats are the poor victims of evil Russians. And so when you have this other hack that's very similar at the same time, and it's done by Pakistanis, who the Democrats hired and failed to vet and missed all these red flags, I think they go into that PR mode because Democrats are always thinking about optics and how things look, and they didn't want that to get out. And so they made sure that we never heard about it, even though that meant letting this guy get away with it and leaving really years of wrongdoing in Congress completely unpunished.
Well, all this hoopla about Donald Trump, I've been saying it's like chasing, you know, windmills like Don Quixote, this Russian collusion. And, you know, as we mentioned in the first segment here, Luke, you've got to obviously step over some grievous, you know, criminal activity, you know, to pursue this theory and spend, you know, now $30 million in counting on this special prosecution. And meanwhile, this sits there in your book. This is going to be problematic for them because this is quite an exposure, obstruction of justice that you've laid out.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that obviously the Democrats will just try not to read it. But if they do, they will find that it's actually a very balanced book that shows in detail what happened in ways that really no one could deny. It mm-hmm. names names and says this staffer did this on this date. And so the evidence is all there. If people read it, I think it'll just, like, blow your mind about the integrity of the judicial system. But ultimately what I think it is this alliance between the Democrats, the DOJ, and the media. And they're all kind of in cahoots with each other. And when you have all three lined up, it's a pretty powerful force in terms of just shaping what we as Americans perceive to be reality.
Well, so what do you think happens? Do you think the DOJ gets a conscience and, you know, does something about this? Or, you know, the pressure by the American people as they read your book, you know, fires back and where, you know, some, you know, bushes are rustled up here? What do you think happens?
You know, all I can do is tell the truth and then have the belief that an informed electorate is the first step. But I think that there's a certain sadness and pessimism to the book. I mean, there's at the end of the day, you can replace Jim Comey at the top of the FBI. You can replace Jeff Sessions at the head of the DOJ. But that's not going to change anything. It's kind of like swapping out a figurehead. And the problems are deeper. I think that, you know, Trump is right to identify the swamp. He's
yeah.
a nail on the head.
It is systemic. I agree with you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Penske. Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont Senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that, Boris? I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says that $3.5 billion that the government gave to us to build the bullet train that now is way over budget, it's not going to happen. Our president says, well, send the money back, bucko. You know, you're not going to use it. In the way that it was given to you, and you're canceling the project, so you owe the people back $3.5 billion. Of course, the governor says, hey, I'm not sending that money back to Trump. It's not Trump's money, governor. It's the people's money. You owe it to the people. They gave it to you to do something that you had said, the state said was going to do, and now you're not going to do it. So, do we not have a right to ask for that money back? Newsbusters Curtis Houck joins us now. He is the managing editor. We're going to talk about the Jussie Smollett case. Curtis, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
No problem. Good morning.
Hey, so is that? Let me ask you real quick. Speaking of problem, is that a problem for the government to say, well, we gave you money based on a particular request that you're not going to fulfill that? So now we're bad guys to ask for that money back?
Well, I was going to say certain things like that in the Green New Deal are, of course, massive boondoggles, as you just outlined. But in terms of criticism of that, you really don't see that sort of thing in the news media, that, big projects like that.
Well, I think it's wise of them.
Oblivion.
I think it's wise of them to, you know, consider the loss to say, okay, this thing started out, it was going to be a $7 billion project, now 77, maybe 80 billion. And, of course, that's always, I mean, they haven't even laid one mile of track, much less a wall or anything.
Right.
And so,
exactly. They haven't even made any progress on that, but, well, you know, it's
So I guess the people are going to have to pound sand. But again, see, this is all this vitriol targeted toward the president, and it's like, you know, all part of the common, you know, narrative. If you hate Trump, then you win on everything. And this kind of leads into the Smollett case, because what was he doing? He was using, you know, Donald Trump and the animus that's reported daily on Donald Trump, and he figures, hey, why not? I'm just going to write off of that, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, you had so many problems with that story, you know, down from the planning to, you know, just the fallout from this. You know, I've heard a saying that, I mean, Jussie Smollett hasn't been charged with anything, but I've heard a saying that police don't catch the smart criminals.
Yeah. Right.
And I mean, Jussie Smollett would definitely fit the bill of being one of those people. But again, you have to think about it. You know, you're Jussie Smollett, and you have a news media that's really willing to carry the water for you.
Boy, they did big time, didn't they? They did.
Exactly.
They came right out because, see, this fits the mindset and their ready-made perception. The media, celebrities, all these that came out and big-piled on this deal. And then all of a sudden, it's like, ooh. You know, like they're like Rosanna Dana on Saturday Night Live. You're probably too young to remember her.
Yeah.
But she always had that natural out whenever she got herself in trouble. And that's what you're hearing is like a Rosanna Dana moment of them, you know, going, oh, well, good day. You know,
so. Yeah, the amazing thing is, yeah, Jussie Smollett went on GMA, Good Morning America, and I thought, he probably thought that would be the end of it, and probably they thought so too in the news media, but actually that just made things worse, you know, because a couple hours later after the interview aired, somebody in the Chicago Police Department, you know, after talking to these Nigerian brothers, probably had enough,
right,
of this and being bad-mouthed.
Well, they know the area. They know the area.
Exactly.
And the way it was described, and you're trying to put a couple of conservatives there in Chicago, you know, to do this sort of thing, and you know, you
during
couldn't
the polar
get
polar vortex, Bill.
Yeah. That's what it was. I think it froze some brain cells there. I think Cookie called, Smollett, Jussie up and says, first of all, as an actor, you're a terrible actor. You missed up on the part. And for casting, terrible. You don't even cast two white guys. You cast two black guys to play the role of two white guys. You're a mess, buddy.
Yeah, in a major city where there's cameras everywhere,
right,
and guys that weren't wearing masks, that you still had a Subway sandwich walking down the street, even though you said you had ate and then left, and, you know, the whole MAGA country, there was even an initial report from at least one outlet, MSNBC, that people were wearing MAGA hats. I mean, this thing is just completely unraveled. But again, what I find most amusing in all of this media coverage is the GMA, during the GMA interview, never once did Robin Roberts last week say that what happened to Smollett was alleged.
Right.
You allegedly had this happen to you. You know, it was all, oh, you okay? To LGBT kids and stuff.
Right.
It's just a mess.
Well, it reveals the prejudice. And of course, this came out loud and clear too with Laura Logan. You know, CBS's Laura Logan, she says, you know, she calls out the media prejudice and, you know, says 85%, at least 85% are Democrats and left-leaning. And CBS says, well, you know, turn in your decoder ring and we're changing the secret handshake. You're out of the club, right?
Right, exactly. And she's been booted from that. You know what? She's not with CBS anymore. Mm-hmm. But you're exactly right that, you know, it takes, you know, kind of getting booted out for you to be like, gosh, like, you know, in terms of not being in the club anymore.
Right.
It's not so much fun anymore, and you kind of see the light, and you realize that, you know, kind of a la Bernie Goldberg, that, well, what's you know, the media propagandist, as she
exactly
says, that they're liberal, that they donate, that they register as Democrats, that they vote this way, that there is a groupthink, not just in America, as she pointed out, that because she's reported from everywhere, the most dangerous places in the world.
Exactly.
The foreign news media is that way too, but they're not as overt about
exactly.
it.
Yeah,
versus
right.
in America where it's pretty blatant.
Well, somebody needs to pick her up. She is one of the quality journalists that are out there, investigative journalists, as you said, Curtis. She's been all over the place in some of the most dangerous areas. And, of course, we know some personal things that have happened to her that are heartbreaking. But she continues on with her job. I mean, she deserves to land someplace where her talents and gifts can continue to be expressed and developed and to be shared with the rest of us who are looking to consume, quality journalistic reporting.
You're right. I love the way you put that. She seems like a person that if you asked her, she probably would say, I don't want you to feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
Even though she's had some horrible things happen to her over in the Middle East, she's continued to plug away and continue to be unafraid. And really, I think that's something all journalists should want to emulate. But I guess, things didn't exactly work out for her at CBS that they would have wanted to keep her around.
Well, they didn't want Cheryl Atkinson either. And look at Cheryl. Cheryl's doing quite well, thank you very much. And,
exactly,
and better off.
Exactly.
So there's a place for Laura Logan. There's
it's
no
a
doubt.
Good lesson for all of us, yeah.
Exactly. One final thing here, Curtis, is I wanted to get your read on, Nick Sandman's attorney, Lynn Wood,
mm-hmm.
filing a lawsuit against the Washington Post for $250 million.
Yeah, I said to one of my colleagues last night, it's go big or go home, and that's definitely what they're doing here. I mean, it's just absolutely devastating. You read the lawsuit and the way they go through it, and they start out by talking about how the Washington Post kind of helped conceive of the term McCarthyism,
mm-hmm.
The way they kind of built that up and just demolished it, and they do have an interesting point, an interesting case, because, the President of the United States, he's a public figure. He is the most public figure in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this kid, he's with a group of fellow students, and they pointed out it was his first time outside of, I think, like state or something like that without his family.
Wow.
And as we saw, they're from Little Kentucky, from a very, small populated area.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the sense of, confidence that he had, he was, for a 16-year-old at the time, I mean, very mature the way he handled himself. I mean, it was incredible. But, hey, we'll stay on top of it and continue to report what goes on there. Jeff Bezos, as if he didn't have enough trouble on his hands, $250 million lawsuit.
Right,
we'll just
right.
go right on top of it, right? Curtis, thank you. Appreciate it.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race.
This came for you in the mail today. Congrats. You're on somebody's radar, son.
Two brothers share an unbreakable bond.
I don't want to end up like Dad.
I'm going to get that scholarship. I'm going to get us out of here.
But life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
Trust him. He's going to meet you wherever you're at.
Really? It's that simple?
When you lose your way.
No, life can be confusing. It's full of ups and downs.
Why is this so hard?
How do you find the strength to hold on to hope?
I believe in the plan. And I believe in you. You're going to come with me wherever I go.
God does love you. He loves you that crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-477-1736. 800-477-1736. That's 800-477-1736.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Perhaps we can arrange a meeting.
Your opinion really does matter.
A new age has begun.
Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
But of course, we can fortify that opinion with the facts and some critical thinking, which has been missing from our culture for quite a while here. And it's okay to critically think, though they would try to teach you in academia that you need to check that in at the door and follow the lead of your very knowledgeable professors who are there to indoctrinate you at $50,000 to $70,000 a year. Aren't you blessed just to have that opportunity, aren't you? But no, there is a better way. Even our founding fathers understood it, but we need to stay target focused on what we're trying to do here so that we're not dupified in the process. That aside, and with that maybe a little bit in mind, we bring in our next guest, a dear friend, Lori Cardoza-Moore, who I've known a number of years. She is just an awesome lady and a contribution to our culture. Let me tell you, she's the founder and president of Proclaiming Justice to the Nations and a special envoy to the UN for the World Council of Independent Christian Churches. And she's here with us this morning. Lori, good to be talking to you. How are you?
Bill, it's great to be back. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, we want to talk about Congresswoman Omar and the statements that she made. But, you know, why are people surprised? I mean, she represents the 5th District there in Minnesota, which has become really an adjunct of Somalia. And so, you know, hey, look, she comes there. So the whole idea of assimilation is out the window, isn't it?
Well, you know, it makes the case for the immigration problems that we have in the United States of America because, you know, she was invited over with thousands of Somalis. And just to give our audience a perspective of Somalia, I think our audience, members of the audience, are probably remember Black Hawk Down.
Yes.
And it was in Mogadishu that our guys, when our helicopter crashed, were drugged. Their half-naked dead bodies were drugged through the streets of Somalia. She was 11 years old at the time. And those are the values that Somalians have brought to the United States. We did not, when they came over, and were made legal citizens, they were not trained and educated about how to assimilate into America. They brought little Somalia with them.
Yes.
And so, yes, you're right. Look at who she represents, that fifth district. And, of course, it's very disturbing to see what is happening because she is now, we have now opened up our Congress to people, to immigrants who do not share the values that our immigrant ancestors, grandparents, great-great-grandparents that came over here and had to prove to our government that they had something of value to add to America and they had to be educated about American civics.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather fought in the Battle of the Bulge. My family made a contribution. It was my great-grandparents who came over here to America. We don't do that anymore, and it is, and we're seeing the impact of that. We are going to lose our country, Bill.
Yes.
If we as Americans do not start standing up and demanding that the same immigration laws that were required back when our grandparents and great-grandparents came over to the United States, if we don't start applying those laws and those values back to these immigrants that come in, we will lose the United States of America. It will no longer become the beacon of hope where everybody wants to come to the United States so that they can raise their family in freedom.
Exactly. Well, Lori, one real quick side note. My dad was at the Battle of the Bulge with General Patton. He was a medic there. And so it would have been interesting if our relatives would have crossed quite possibly. It was an incredible time and just a proud moment of history. But again, it is these brave soldiers, brave men and women over the years from our founding fathers throughout our, 245-plus year history that have stood for freedom, ultimately. And when you have people who do not understand it coming into the country, I mean, it's one thing to have them come into the country, but then put them in the position of leadership to begin to influence what's going on. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you just going to basically demarcate the 5th Congressional District and tell, the Somalia little country there in Minnesota that you're invalidated, that you can't participate because we failed to give them the proper background that is required to be citizens of this country?
Well, if they want to stay, we need to change the laws, and that's going to be close to impossible to do given the climate in Washington, D.C.
But we can't even build a wall. We can't even build a wall right now, Lori. Yeah. How are we going to do that? You all right?
It's frightening because we have allowed a woman who was born in Somalia that espouses to the hatred of Jews and Israel to be a representative in our Congress and to espouse her views and her viewpoint. She does not reflect American values. I think the last poll I read, 76% of Americans support Israel over the Palestinian cause because we remember 9/11.
Yes.
We get it. Israel is constantly, in fact, since January, just this year, they've had to endure almost 200 terrorist attacks. It's probably more now.
Mm-hmm.
Just since January. But where is the media exposing the terrorists, the Palestinian terrorists who are constantly, where Jews have to live constantly under threat? She made an apology. I don't know if you saw, Bill, the interview or the hearing, the Foreign Relations Committee hearing, when she grilled Elliot Abrams.
Yes, that was disgusting.
It was disgusting. And you know what? She's such a hypocrite. Because we need to apply the same standards to her. Because I want to ask Ms. Omar how we're supposed to believe as Americans that she really does, she really is apologetic and she's so sorry that she said those offensive things about Jews and she didn't realize that her comments were anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. How do we trust her? Because she comes from a Islamist background.
Right.
She was trained to hate the Jews. She came from a country that hated Americans and hated our soldiers after what they did to them. This woman has communicated that hatred, and she does not have the same values. How do we trust her?
Without a doubt.
Who is
well, and she's already... And she's already lied on many occasions, Lori. I mean, they're doing some background checks, and they find out that in order to get her brother here, she married her brother. And, of course, you know, this is the problem that we have in our country, is that with cultures that come in, we don't understand all the different names, the backgrounds, who's associated with who, whatever. You know, people at the, you know, department say, oh, okay, this is your new husband. Oh, you know, fine, okay, they stamp it and move on. They have no idea that it's actually her brother.
Right. Well, here's the other thing. She is a threat to national security.
Yes.
We know that she's lied. We know she has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Tomorrow, she is traveling to Tampa to speak at the Islamic Relief USA. Islamic Relief USA is also tied to the global Islamic Relief world, who is tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. She is going there to speak at a fundraising event with another avowed anti-Semite, her buddy, her colleague, and they're going to raise money for Yemen. I want to know, Bill, where is the FBI?
Right.
Are they investigating her? In fact, I contacted my congressman. I sent him all the evidence. She's going to speak for CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, another arm of the Muslim Brotherhood. They were listed as an unindicted co-conspirator in the largest terrorist fundraising operation in the history of the United States of America. She's going to be speaking next month in Los Angeles for that group. Where is the FBI investigation? And that's what I'm calling on my congressman. I want an investigation into this woman's ties to Muslim Brotherhood terrorist group. She should not be on the floor of Congress. She shouldn't be. She needs to resign. We put out a petition.
Right.
Anybody in your listening audience, we need for you to go to pjtn.org, sign the petition. She needs to step down. We're going to hammer her until she goes. We're going to hammer Nancy Pelosi next week to say, what were you thinking, Nancy Pelosi? You just gave this woman some of the highest security clearance in our government, and you put her on this Foreign Relations Committee. How do we know that she's not going to share the information she has access to now with the Muslim Brotherhood groups like the Islamic Relief and CARE? Mm.
Yes, exactly.
It's frightening that there's been nobody's raising this issue. I'm like, Congress,
right.
Even the minority leader of the Republican Party, where is the outrage? Where is the call for her status to be revoked and for her to be removed from Congress? She needs to step down. Nancy Pelosi is the only one who can make this happen.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, as you said, I mean, she's in the tank on this. I mean, she supported this all for political correctness and her political life. I mean, she, you know, was, you know, questionable whether or not she would be the new leader. And she sold her soul along the process. That's clear. And for her to overlook what Omar has said and what she's represented here is very scary. And what you're bringing up, Lori, is very reasonable for people to consider. And Main Street America is going, what is going on with our government? I mean, we're spending so much time chasing the ghosts of Russia that we can't even see the clear and present danger right in our own Congress.
Absolutely. This is the call of our generation, Bill. And if our generation doesn't rise up to fight this war, we may not be on a battlefield in Europe like our grandparents were.
Yes.
At the Battle of the Bulge. This is the battle. If we aren't going to fight for our country and fight for our freedoms, then everybody who gave their life, spilled their blood on foreign and domestic soil did it in vain. Shame on us.
Amen. Well, go to the website and sign up for the Million Signature March. That is the goal and the objective here, to take our demands to Congress and to our congressmen and senators. Lori, remind everybody again the website where they can go.
PJTN.org. And please, also on social media, Facebook, Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, share it. We need to multiply the numbers. And people, it's taking off. We're getting signatures.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the...